Hello and welcome to another episode of Taylor's Takes. I am here with head coach of the Ben Davis Giants, Coach Corey Taylor. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. So we've not sat down and talked in quite a while. So I have, again, questions from all dating back all the way to the Warren Central game. Okay. Again, you guys lost a tough one on 12-15 against Warren Central in a tough road environment. Thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I thought played well for about 3.5 quarters. And then the last probably half a quarter really exposed some toughness issues we had at the time. I think that some inexperience showed as well. And so we had an issue at the time of just finishing games and playing together. With things, we faced some adversity. But I thought these last few games or so definitely was a challenge, and we rose to the challenge and rose to the occasion. And so we showed some maturity, and we've grown up since that point, since we played that game. So I'm excited about us moving forward. And looking back at the game, we missed 10 layups and 7 free throws. And we lost by 5. You count it as a loss because you got to learn from it. But at the same time, I feel like, in a way, it was a win, if you want to look at it. I think we played well up to a certain extent, but not well enough to finish the game. So.
Yeah, and I mean, in a young team in a young road environment like that, how does that help, moving forward, already seeing an environment like that? Because you're probably not going to, see one maybe that bad, maybe again all season.
No, it was priceless. I think there's definitely a challenge we needed to see and needed to face. And so especially for some of those young guys like Tavion Williams, Ramon was probably the first time he's been in an environment like that. Mark Zachary rose to the occasion. KJ was good as usual. And then Justin Harrington was in there as well. Some guys really got some great experience moving forward. And I think, every experience that we face is only just a tune-up, an opportunity to grow for that stretch run at the end of the season. So excited that we learned from that, and we've shown some growth since that moment. So, yeah.
Well, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
You guys had a quick turnaround against the Brownsburg game. What is your thoughts about that?
But we played, as far as how we played them at the first Brownsburg or since that game?
After the Warren Central game, we all played Brownsburg. What were your thoughts about turnaround?
Yeah, that was, and it's kind of funny. As we played that two different opponent styles, polar opposite styles. So one is just a fast break up and down physical team. But Brownsburg was to slow the game down and make you play, against their zone and make you think a little bit. But it was great for us because that following week, we would go to Kentucky and we played Knoxville Catholic, who was a lot like Brownsburg. And then the following game, Pinson Valley, who was a lot like Warren. We won both games by 20, and we played extremely well. And so it helped us. Because you never know down the road if you got to play two games in the same day, back-to-back games in tournament time where you got to play polar opposite teams. So I think it was to our benefit. That's good.
So you guys, again, you already hinted at the Western Kentucky Hoops Classic. Mm-hmm. How was that whole experience for you guys?
It was great. I think it was more so of a bonding experience than it was, just an on-the-court playing experience. I thought that us getting away and being somewhere as a group, as a unit, really grew, built our bond tighter, grew us tighter. And some guys came down there kind of, I was thinking the same thing. It's a four-hour drive. You're going somewhere. Pretty much middle of nowhere, but it was a great experience. Guys got minutes. Guys played well within those minutes. We got tighter on the court, and it showed. I mean, we just – some games start off a little tighter as far as, the score-wise, and then we blew apart. So we're up 25 against Knoxville Catholic, and then we got up 25 against Pinson Valley, and we're able to finish that game strong as well. So.
Agreed. And against Knoxville County, you guys really used your bench. I think Justin mm-hmm. Parks came out and had a phenomenal game off the bench. Again, how is just having that depth on this team this year?
It's been great. Some guys, some surprises. Probably coming to the season didn't know as much about the bench and, what they would actually bring. But, with the opportunity that they've been given, some guys have really done some phenomenal jobs. Guys like Justin Harrington, Justin Parks, Jameer Avery, Donnie Flanagan, Caleb Miley has been good in spots. And so got some good things to work with. Usually don't play the entire bench. But when they do, they've done some great things. It's been good for our team, obviously.
Agreed, agreed. Now, again, you already hinted against the game against Pinson Valley, and they were playing with heavy hearts all season as they lost their senior guard, Caleb White, of cardiac arrest in August. And both of you guys kind of had a moment at mid-court after the game. How did that all come about?
You know, we were shaking hands, and I went over to Coach, and I said, I think it'd be a good thing to because I was looking forward to that kid competing as well. When we found out we were going to be a part of that tournament last year, you know, I thought it'd be great for us to play against great, phenomenal talent, and was hoping he'd be around. And so I saw during the game that they always put that jersey over a chair. And so I was like, I think it'd be a good gesture for us to come together and take a picture with the jersey, because obviously you guys are still mourning, still grieving. So, you know, I think it'd be good for, you know, this entire event and for you guys, for us, you know, to honor his name and honor his jersey and what he's done his time on this earth. So, yeah, I thought it was good.
Agreed, agreed, and what a cool gesture it was. And again, our radio crew and obviously all of Ben Davis's thoughts and prayers are with the White family as they're still grieving with that. But you know, about the game, so you held their star guard Clyde Walters to one of his worst games of the season. How did your defense contribute to that?
It was a team effort. You know, we always start out, you know, Mark White doing the best he can, but you know, Mark is never alone. He's got to have help. And so we had guys in gaps and guys were active. We got to locate him at all times and got to be physical. But he's a great player. He's only a sophomore. He's able to get to his spots, but you got to contest the best way you know how without fouling, keep him off the glass and keep him out of transition. But other than that, I thought we did a really good job, phenomenal job, not allowing just to get whatever he wanted. So if you could limit guys' looks, especially a young kid, he's still trying to figure it out. I thought we did a really good job.
Coach, the next game you guys played against in the mid-conference, your rivals, North Central Panthers, you guys held into the worst night of their season. Like, what was the thoughts on that?
That started on the defensive end. Whenever you can find Ramon Enos to play as well as he played, 25 points, 6 rebounds. That game also, Mark Zachary had 12 assists, and we had 4 guys in double digits. And so I want to say we had 17-18 total assists as a team. So just a great overall, you know, performance. At one point we were up 20. That's when I realized I saw our team's true potential. I think that, you know, if we could put nights together like that, we'll be okay. You know, we'll be all right. We got to continue to work, though, and put the string stops together.
Yeah, I agree fully with that. And again, Ramon has been huge since, you know, the WKU tournament, you know, and before that, again, not trying to discourage anything he's done this season, but coming off of that Warren and Brownsburg weekend, I think he combined for maybe 4 points that weekend. And ever since that, you know, he's been a force to reckon with. What's kind of changed from, you know, the start of the season to now where he's at now?
I think it's just growth for one and confidence. You know, I think, you know, coming off of broken foot this summer, you know, he probably didn't know, we didn't know if he'd be back in time, what type of year he'd have. And I think he's starting to figure it out. I mean, I just think, you know, guys like that have played 3 years of JV. He waited his turn behind guys like, you know, Sean Arnold, Jesse Ferris. You know, he had to wait. And so I think, you know, those were valuable experiences, though, going against those guys every day in practice. And he got a look, but now he's starting to figure out, you know, during that playing time, and we're starting to catch a stride, whether he's finishing around the rim, whether he's rebounding, whether he's running the floor, whether he's playing defense, getting 50-50 balls, or just making open shots. He's very valuable to our success. So if he's playing well, a lot of times we're playing well also. So he's definitely a key part of what we do. And we saw it in the North Central game. He played extremely well on both ends of the court. So we are happy with what he's done so far this season.
Agreed, agreed. And your next game came last Saturday against George Washington, Indianapolis. Now, you know, kind of being the basketball nut you are, how cool is it to play in a place like that?
Oh, that's cool. I mean, I'm from Illinois, so I'm still learning my Indiana history. But a really good friend of mine played at George Washington back in the day. It was Jack Owens. You know, that famous 95 game with Courtney James, they played against each other. But Jack also was a coach at Miami, Ohio. He's now an assist coach at Ohio State, but they're, you know, really good friends. But they had a battle back in the day, so we always talk about that a lot. And he's, you know, it was a phenomenal game. But it was a phenomenal situation and event for us, and it was good atmosphere.
And a star in that game on both ends of the floor was Mark White. I mean, he was, again, really disruptive on the defensive end, and the offensive end, he was getting it going. Do you think that was kind of, you know, a point where you think this is kind of the coming out party of Mark White in a way? Yeah. You think this is, you know, going to guide him to be the player that, you know, we all know he can be this season?
Yeah, I think a major factor will be for these guys, you know, majority of these guys going to be about, you know, just confidence in general. I think that guys like Mark White, who's always been known as a defender, now it's, you know, time to make some shots or be aggressive on the offensive end. He's starting to put together, piece it together as well. So he's had some really good performances. He made some shots last night also. And, you know, I'm happy for him. I really am, because, I mean, he's trying to figure it out on the offensive end. He's been trying to figure it out. And now I think he's starting to put it together.
Good, good. So, again, you guys are going in, you know, going into the Marion County tournament. Obviously, tonight's the second night. But going in there, you are the returning champions. Does that add any pressure at all, or are you just, you know, just going out there to win?
Not really. I mean, you know, people may look at the name on our chest and, you know, put some pressure on our guys, but this is a different team. It took us a long time to get to that point. You know, the year before when they were juniors, we lost it in the championship. We were up 15, 17, or maybe even 20 at some point in that game when we lost. So it was some growing battles, and finally got there as a senior year, and we won it. So it takes time. You know, not every year you're going to win it, but I think we got a good chance to do it this year if we play what we're capable of playing.
Totally agree there. So last night you guys played Brebeuf. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys were able to get a win there and move on in the Marion County tournament. You guys looked very good last night. KJ Windham and Evan Haywood traded buckets like no other. Like it was, you know, whatever you can do, I can do better. Yeah. One end to another. Again, what a game it was last night. Kind of talk about those two.
And, you know, you kind of mentioned, you know, Evan and KJ going at, but that's what big-time players do. You know, I'd be upset if Haywood came in here and got off and then KJ didn't respond, but that's not KJ's personality. Like, he's always going to rise to the occasion, at least try, or in some way or fashion. But I thought it was a really good game again. Like, we had four guys in double digits, double figures. Mark Zach had nine assists again, which obviously is indicative of, you know, guys getting off and guys playing well together. And, KJ had 25, and so I think we got stops in stretches, and then, of course, Evan showed his potential and showed what he could do. And he's a bad boy. I mean, he can go. And so he scored in every way possible. He scored in the post. He scored on drives. He scored on just pull-up threes. He was hard to stop. And so not many teams have a guy like that, and so which is great. I'm happy about that. But we trapped him in ball screen situations and trying to get anybody else on the court to beat us, but he found ways at times.
Again, what a player he is. And, Coach, last question before we go. Jason, do you have one more before we go?
Nope.
All right, so, Coach, last question before we go. Tonight you guys play Franklin Central again. Obviously, you know, you guys were able to beat them on December 8th in a game. I don't think you guys played your best basketball game of the season by any stretch that game. What is different about this team and where they're heading now versus how it was in December when you guys played them?
Franklin Central?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're a good team, man. They're well coached. They'll play a lot of zone. They got a really good player, EJ Haslett, who's a junior. Or is he a sophomore? Can't remember. But I believe
he's a sophomore.
Maybe a sophomore. But he does a lot for that team. He can, you know, facilitate. He can score. He can slash. He can make threes. He does a lot. He's very versatile. And so they go as he goes. But they're a very physical team as well with the big fella down there in the paint. And so as long as we match their physicality and know where Haslett is at all times, we should be okay. So that's our game plan.
Well, thank you, Coach Taylor, for joining us for a long interview today. Make sure you guys tune in tonight at 6:30. We will have coverage of the Marion County Tournament where Ben Davis plays Franklin Central tonight. Thank you guys for listening to Taylor's Takes.